Starting college this past fall at ASU has definitely been an experience. As a freshman stumbling through my first real phase of being an adult, I've learned a lot of aspects of college life, such as the seriousness behind walk-only zones, how to sign up for classes, and where to park. One thing I didn't expect to learn about was sugar babies. A friend mentioned it while discussing the financial struggle that is college. She explained that sugar babies are girls, usually college students, who have an arranged relationship with an older, wealthy man. In exchange for the relationship, the sugar baby can receive money, gifts, clothes, and even extravagant trips. The conversation stuck with me, and I couldn't shake my curiosity on the subject. I had many questions in mind. Was college really so expensive? How many people actually did this? How did it even work? So, I set out to investigate and read more about it. If students were doing this to pay off college, then the best way to start was by looking up the average college debt of an ASU student. According to the website of the Institute for College Access and Success, students who graduated in 2014 from ASU in Tempe graduated with an average debt of $21,920. Next, I researched just how this all works. After typing in the term sugar babies into the search bar, the first result was a website called seekingarrangement.com. I learned that this is a website that sugar babies and sugar daddies use to connect and make an arrangement. According to the website, an arrangement is a relationship on your terms. They have over 10 million active members in 139 different countries. 8 million of those are sugar babies, while 2 million are sugar daddies and mamas. On their website, they have a table of the sugar baby ranking by university. I was stunned when I saw that ASU ranks third on the list, with 1,247 active students as of 2017. Everything seems so bizarre that instead of just reading about it, I took it upon myself to find a sugar baby to talk to. I met with Jasmine, a 19-year-old freshman at ASU. She told me about her story and how she got involved in this.
I first discovered it in a Facebook group that I was in for photography. And this girl was going, she just broke up with her boyfriend. And she would post stories about her experiences. And she would talk about how she would have sex with this millionaire guy who's a CEO. She would have multiple partners and like they would just transact thousands of dollars into her bank account and buy her clothes and take her shopping. There were other posts from other people like curious and they're asking, how did you get into that? What websites? Where do I do this? And one of them was seeking arrangements. And so I was curious and that's how I got to that website.
After setting up her profiles in multiple websites and apps, she was contacted by a man in the Scottsdale area.
He actually wanted to see me in person. I actually wanted someone that I wouldn't have to do sexual things with. I kind of got freaked out because he was like very, his language towards me was objectifying and pretty mean and it made me uncomfortable. So I did not go forward with that, even though part of me wanted to, but then I was like, I didn't want to stoop to that level.
As I'm listening to her, I wonder if she tells other people about this.
To my friends, yeah, they all know. Like everyone that I'm close friends with, the guy I'm dating, they all know like that I like did this for a portion of time, and you know some of those friends I introduced it to them. I even told my roommate.
But what about her family, her parents? What would they think of this?
No. My family is already judgmental and very like gender stereotype and very conservative. So no way.
After going on this investigative journey, I've learned a lot. By going to the websites, reading the statistics, and looking at blogs and personal pages of girls who claim to do this. Yes, it sounds like an easy way to make money, but it is not all fun and games. It is something very serious that could result in negative consequences, maybe even physical danger. It seems like someone who is considering this really should think about all aspects and realities of it, not just the money. For Spot 127, I'm Giselle Loera.